Hello everyone, hello, welcome to a new episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. I haven't posted in a while, approximately 2 months or so. I've just been busy with uni, I've been busy with work, but I feel like today is a good day to create a podcast episode. So if you're new to this podcast, welcome. My name is Daniel, I'm a second year nursing student. And I am 20 years old. And in today's episode, as you can read from the title, I just feel like I want to talk about the topic of giving up. Now, first and foremost, if you are feeling suicidal, if you have suicidal ideation, anything like that, please stop this episode and please call and get yourself some help. You are worthy of help. You're not a burden by asking for help. Please just do me a favor and please call for help. Anyway, so apart from that, if you're okay, if you just feel, I know like this title can be very like sometimes you can like perceive that as like, you know, you're being suicidal, and sometimes you just like, you know, that feeling, like depleting feeling, that despair that you get like in life in general by like going through life. I feel like that's what I'm feeling right now. I'm not suicidal or so. That's why it's like, if you are feeling suicidal, please click off this episode, because this episode isn't for you, and please get a professional help. But anyway, the title of this episode is basically saying that today I had a moment. That's what it is, like a moment. I feel like for the past 2 months or so, I feel like I've been working really hard in doing my assessment, doing my uni work, and also balancing life, balancing my social life, trying to be happy all the time, trying to grow, trying to be somebody, trying to be the person that other people want me to be. And blah, blah, blah. And trying to smile every time. Trying to be kind. It's like I'm creating a persona. Even though sometimes I don't feel like the person that I'm portraying. That's like the person I'm portraying is completely different than who I really am. And then I think today I was just so tired. And I had this moment where I felt really insecure about the way that I look, which is really normal. What's new about it? Because it's been like something that I've been struggling with for a while. And then, if you're struggling with that, like if you're struggling with anything in general, trust me, like the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's like the people have different problems and people have different problems that I need to face, and the grass isn't greener on the other side. And sometimes like we wear a mask, and I'm so guilty of that sometimes, because I realize as well like I feel like I'm guilty of that as well. I put on a face literally every day. I put on a mask to mask how I'm feeling, how I'm truly feeling. If I'm like, one of the thought inside my head is like, if I really show how I'm feeling, it's like, you know, I don't know, I think I worry about like what other people think of me, like physically a lot. And then like I tell myself like, you know, if I don't smile, I don't look good, so I better smile. And then like, yeah, it's whatever, it is what it is, to be honest. Like I think like sometimes like I try to like force myself, like, you know, I prefer not to have those insecurities about the way that I look. I prefer to be happy, completely content with myself. But is it really like possible? I mean, like, is it really like, you know, I wish for so many things, but Like, I wish sometimes in life that life will be easier. Sometimes I wish people can be really kind towards each other. I wish people are fair. I wish people are more understanding. I wish I have more friends. Blah, 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 blah. It's like the wishes are go on and on and on. I wish I have it all together. Like, I wish I have a good friend. I have a good career. I have a good employment prospect. I also have a good uni education result. Yeah, I have a good things, like material things. I have enough of it, I suppose. But I'm just thinking to myself, like, I wish I can have more. I wish I can have more good relationships. Like, I want things that I don't have. But anyway, yeah, today I was just feeling to myself, I was like, I've been like getting like this rumination, just like I've been stuck a lot in my thoughts. Mostly I feel like loneliness. Mostly I feel like I'm a machine. I'm not a human being lately. That's how I feel. And mostly I just feel like I'm ugly as hell. But it is what it is, you know. It's like what I'm feeling doesn't mean like it's the truth. It's just what I'm feeling. It's just what I'm thinking. You know, like sometimes, like when you feel like you're in life, like this happens to me from time to time, like you just kind of feel like you're not getting things that you want and you get really upset by that. That's how I feel recently. I feel like, you know, I want this, I want that. I want people to approve of me. I want people to think that I'm good. I want people to think that I'm interesting. I want people to think blah, blah, blah about me. Mostly positive stuff. That's what I want them to think. However, like I realized that, like, you know, it's not always happened. Sometimes some people can be really cruel to me. Some people can be really mean to me. And some people can be really nice to me. Like in a utopian world, people are really 100% nice. There's no racism. There's no... People don't judge you based on the way that you look. People don't judge you based on the way that how big you are, your size, your skin color, your... People don't judge you based on your how much money you have, your work, your occupation, your status. None of that. And it's just more that people judge you based on who you are. Like, I feel like recently I've just been thinking to myself that, like, that I'm not getting like the thing that I want. And hence, that's why I come into this situation where I feel like I feel really helpless. And I just feel like I feel like a robot. I don't feel special. And also, I just feel like, I feel like giving up. You know, I just feel like I just don't want to do anything at all. I don't want to continue with uni. I don't want to continue with my work. I don't want to continue with my responsibility. I just want to drop it all together. And as soon as I wish I want that to happen, I cannot, because I just have responsibilities to do. And probably I will tell myself that, like, that I will... You know, in a month time, I have a semester break, 1 month semester break, and I also have a break from work during 1 month time, because I just feel like I've been like working, and just studying all together. But yeah, I don't know. I think also, like, during the time where I don't feel too good about myself, or during the time where I feel not so good about my life, I tend to cope with doing some things that I try not to do, such as masturbating, watching porn, and taking pictures of myself, which is more likely triggers my inner hatred towards the way that I look. And also, like, I try, and I can be very mean when I'm upset. It's like, it's not like I'm... Sometimes, like, I think to myself, like, I don't feel like I have the answer. None of us have the answer to everything. None of us are perfect. And I just kind of feel like I put this pressure on myself to know it all, like to have to reach this nirvana point. And I just feel like that pressure is just really too much on me to handle and to carry on. But I just like, if you're going through something and you kind of think like, you know, you want to give up and everything, my first and foremost advice is probably to have a good coping mechanism. Like, none of us, I hope as listening to this podcast, you feel less alone in like whatever you're struggling with, because I feel like we all have different struggles, but at the same time, like the core underneath feelings that is underneath all of that are pretty much the same. You know, like that feeling of sadness, despair, and longing and loneliness. Like, I feel like sometimes in this world, like where I am now, sometimes I just feel like one of the reasons as to why I kind of feel like I'm giving up is because, like, I just feel like I cannot relate towards other people. Because the thing is that, like, I just want connection so badly. But sometimes, like, it's kind of a little bit harder because, like, right now, you know, people are just sometimes, they're not being very vulnerable with how they feel. And on social media, it's like you see so many edited pictures and edited videos and like people with different values from you. And I just kind of feel like lonely, like in that sense. Yeah, I feel lonely because I sometimes feel like, oh my god, am I the only person that feels sad and upset about this? Or am I the only person that doubt myself or feel insecure or feel anxious, feel depressed? Because you could not see that. Like, you know, like I learned mental health. I'm taking a mental health course that, like, statistically, like, the anxious, like, one in four people feel anxious or whatever in Australia. But sometimes, like, you don't see that. You know what I mean? Like, are socially anxious when people are, like, you don't see sometimes the physical symptoms. Most of them are, it's like asymptomatic or something like that. It's like you cannot really see the physical signs, like the clinical signs, symptoms. Like, you cannot see them, like, in, you know, you cannot see them. Like, they're probably, like, if someone is feeling anxious, yes, you know, they can start sweating and everything. It can show in the physical symptoms. But, like, sometimes, like, I feel like I'm the only one who is anxious, who is feeling sad, you know, and who has bad days, you know. And I just kind of feel like I'm the only one, and I'm the only one who feels lonely. I'm the only one who feels not confident about the way that they look, and blah 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 blah. And I just feel like I'm over that shit. I'm over it. I'm over feeling like I'm the only one. Like, I feel like also, like, I'm the only one who feels, like, tired and over life and everything. And it's just, like, I don't think that's true, that's the case. And also, like, I'm tired of feeling like that, you know. Anyway, enough of me rambling and chatting on. I just kind of wish that I have a real person that lays out their problems, that is being able to truly share their problems with me, their emotional problems with me, in order for me to feel less alone. That's what it is. I know it's selfish at the end of the day, but it is what it is. Anyway, I want to leave this episode with something bright. I mean, like, you know, I know you're stuck in despair. I just want to give you guys some words of encouragement, words of comfort, hopefully. First of all, you're not the only one. You're not the only one who feels sad, who feels shit about life, about yourself. It's normal. It's not your fault. It is what it is. You feel that. I felt that. I feel it from time to time. I wish I have a potion to cure the unpleasant feeling of sadness, depression, like all of that unpleasant feeling. I wish I can just like drink a potion and it's all gone. But no, it's here. And and we just have to dance with it. Second of all, my words of encouragement is that things will get better. I feel like, you know, with life, with new experiences, whatever you're going through right now, it's like teaching you stuff, and it's teaching you to be certain way, or to teaching you a moral lesson so you can use the next time to improve your situation. Thirdly, don't forget to reach out for help. You are deserving of help one way or another. And, you know, you're not a burden for reaching for help. And you got this. And you... Yeah, I think it's just like... I think like one of the way... Like one of the beautiful thing about getting seeking help in this day and age, in this modern way, is like you can kind of like a little bit... It's more accessible to, you know, reach for help. Like, for example, I have a relationship with my counselor in Kids Helpline. I have been using Kids Helpline for almost 3 years now. I've been going on and off with therapy. I started therapy when I was in year 12. I think that was when I was 17. And now that I'm 20, like, I literally consistently seek for help 3 years strong. But I'm not ashamed of that. I just feel like, you know, if you need help, you need help, point blank, period. Like, you don't have to create an excuse of not getting help. If you need help, seek out for help. The fourth thing is that, like, please, 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 be compassionate with yourself. You know, sometimes, like, I just kind of feel like we get really, like, judgmental and criticize ourselves so heavily. I do that all the time too. Like today, for example, like when I'm falling back to my neck, like breaking my goal, basically. Because I set a goal, like at the end of the month, like I want to accomplish something. But, sorry. But I just feel like one of them is being like no pornography. And then, and basically what happened is, I watch pornography when I feel so upset. And then after I watch it, I realized why I set the goal at the first hand. It's because, like, pornography is really bad for me. Like, it's not very helpful. And also, like, I realized as well, like, I feel so guilty. And I just feel like I feel so upset with myself for doing that. But I just kind of feel like, you know, we need a break. Kind of, a little bit. I just kind of feel like, when you're feeling down in a damp, or when you're feeling, like, not good, I think it's, like, the best thing that you can do is to give yourself compassion. Because, like, you know, especially when you don't feel like you have anyone that cares about you, like, which I kind of feel like sometimes as well. Or just recently, I felt like that. Like, I just felt very insignificant and small, and I felt like a robot because I just, like, people don't care about me and blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. But I just kind of feel like as well, like, when you feel like that, I think the best remedy is to give yourself compassion. Realize, like, give yourself a hug, give yourself a bath. You know, things will get better eventually, but right now you don't feel too good, and you can give yourself something. Like, for me, another thing, like, one of the my self-care is like creating this podcast episodes. You know, one of the things, or I, like, do something that self, like, do self-care things, like, do the things that you want to do. If you are seeking for a permission to do self-care, then this is your sign. This is your sign to practice self-care. Anyway, I want to conclude this episode by saying that even though no one sees your value, even though you think that no one sees your values, that people think so badly of you, so downly of you, and even if you think that nothing will get better, your thoughts are wrong. Things will get better one day, but maybe not today. Maybe today you're feeling sad. But maybe another day, we can never tell what's going to happen in the future. We can never tell that. And I truly believe that from my experience in life. Like, I just kind of feel like God, I believe in Christianity. I'm a Christian, proud Christian. But I just kind of feel like God has the power to change my life. He has changed my life. Like, for example, like, you know, I had a really tough childhood, blah, blah, blah. But I will create another episode about that. And I just kind of feel like he has changed me for the better, you know. And I just kind of, like, I want to show my gratitude for that, for God. And I just, and, you know, if you feel like, you know, you want to give up in life or you want to drop all responsibilities, you know, just give yourself some break. And then after that break, you know, if you still feel the same way, I suggest that, like, we're here, we're in this together, then we're in this together. You're not alone. You know, a lot of people, I feel like that too. Sometimes I feel like giving up sometimes, but I don't, you know. And I just prefer for us not to have a physical body, because we are all, like, I think our physical bodies, our physical exterior defines us a lot. And I kind of believe that, you know, we all have the same human experience, but I just kind of believe that, like, our physical exterior makes us feel like we are the only one, kind of. I wish that, you know, in a utopian world, like, maybe we can express our thoughts without, like, we don't have any filters, you know. We can truly, like, see what people are thinking about or what people are going through. Because sometimes the reality is that, like, we can filter a lot. Like, trust me, like, I filter a lot of stuff and filter a lot of my emotions. But it is what it is. That is life. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you feel better. And if not, then give yourself more compassion, or you can visit a GP, seek for help. You know, sometimes, like, depression or feeling a sadness can lessen have to be, like, based because of something. It can also just be, like, genetics and your chemical imbalances. So if you want to seek for help, I recommend to seek for help, and, you know, it's very important to do so. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I know I haven't posted a while, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to go through my old episodes, go ahead, it's free. And make sure to give 5 stars, and remember that you are loved. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.